and provide the penalty. Wouldn't be any harm against that, would there? Section 3, the effective date, January the 1st, 1954, 52, is set forth. Provides penalty for remaining in such organization after effective date of $5,000 fine and 5-year imprisonment, up to 5-year imprisonment. However, to enter into that conspiracy carries a greater penalty and a greater fine, up to $20,000 and up to 20 years imprisonment for those who enter into a conspiracy with others to overthrow our American form of government. Section 4, further penalties after being convicted of Sections 2 and 3 by a court of competent jurisdiction. See, this is still to be handled by our courts like other laws. Section 5 provides for dissolution of any subversive organization or foreign subversive organization. Section 6 authorizes the Attorney General of the State of Illinois to appoint an Assistant Attorney General to enforce this act and to furnish the grand jury in any county the necessary information and witnesses. Section 7 provides that the Attorney General may request assistance from the Director of Public Safety, Superintendent of Highway Police, County and Municipal Police. Section 8 provides for the keeping of records and for the protection of persons charged with disloyalty. Records may not be made public except by permission of the Attorney General. Provides for reports of grand jury. Attorney General is to include in his budget estimates for adequate expenses. Section 9 provides that the judge of any court enjoying proper authority or when informed by the Attorney General that there is information or evidence that seems to justify an investigation may direct the grand jury to inquire into violations. Provides for further protection of the accused. Section 10 prohibits employment of subversive in certain positions in government. Section 11 provides for rules and regulations to ascertain that applicants are not subversives, requires written affidavit. I want to just mention a word or two there. You often hear it said a communist will lie and say that he is loyal and take any oath that he is loyal. But the reason to have this affidavit is this. When he swears, takes an oath that I am not a member of a subversive organization or the communist conspiracy, we must keep the communists in there. When he under oath swears that he is not, that is a different story. That's the way they convicted Alger Hiss. They're going to be a little careful when they make an affidavit. They can take a pledge to support the Constitution. Well, a communist will lie to you and say he is supporting the Constitution. But this will make him a little more cautious. Section 12 waives Section 11 as a prerequisite for the employment in the classification of labor unless the nature of the work is such that there might be a danger to health or security of the United States and the State of Illinois. 13 provides for the compliance to this act of those presently employed. Statement to be prepared and executed under the jurisdiction of the Civil Service Commission and other employing agencies. 14 provides for proper notice to the employee whose affiliations are in doubt and grants right of fair hearing to assure protection of all rights and liberties granted by the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Illinois. Now that is to give every precaution of good citizens, loyal citizens, cannot be hurt under this bill. They have all the provisions of the courts and the law of the land to give them that protection. So those who tell you that a good citizen can be slandered and embarrassed, it just isn't true in this bill. Section 15 provides that all candidates for election in any public office shall file with their nominating petition or papers an affidavit that they are not a subversive person as defined in this act. Now that section was amended a bit and exempts those who do now take the constitutional oath as by our Constitution. Now I have a few comments to make, a few observations to make. I just noticed here that Michigan bill proposes life or subversion. I don't think that's too much, because a subversive person is worse than a man that murders just once. A person that is a traitor or a cis-traitor in any manner can cause mass murder. In other words, being a traitor is just about the worst crime that any American citizen can commit. Now, I want to call your attention to a statement by George Fielding Elliott, written in the American Legion magazine. A lot of the folks say, well, it's up to the federal government to pass legislation. George Fielding Elliott makes a statement that it is up to the states to pass protective legislation. May I read you his quote from the American Legion magazine? "Don't overlook your state capital in your fight against subversives. You can lick them there and they know it. That is why they gang up on legislators and all too often win out. Perhaps no state anti-sedition law has been worked out so carefully as Maryland." That's Maryland's bill that has weathered the Supreme Court of Maryland. That's the bill that you're listening to now. It was patterned after the Maryland bill. It's the states which decide who can vote and who can't. It is also the states that have most of the police power, the duty of maintaining law and order. The federal government is strictly limited to its authority by the Constitution when it comes to the internal security of the ordinary community, your hometown and mine. We must look for protection to the state law. Now, this bill must be effective. If you were just over at Springfield a few days to just get the literature that we get, especially recently, when the communists in this state have found that the vote is there to pass this bill in the Senate, they're getting a lot of help to persons who are duped. That's all I can say. They're just duped into giving them assistance, perhaps unconsciously, but they're getting it. I want to call a few things to your attention that might be of interest to you. You know, now, we're asking in this bill, of course, for affidavits. Only for one thing: are you a good American? That's all. Are you willing to, under oath, say that I'm not a member of any subversive organization? We ask that in this bill. Now, isn't that just too bad? That'll not take away any academic freedom, any thought control, or any of your guilt by association, or any of those things. Now, you know, after all, isn't this just too bad? Army recruits must disavow red leanings. Army ordered all new volunteers to sign non-communist affidavits. But these boys are giving their lives over in Korea. Am I any better than they are? I'd say I'd glad to take one every morning before breakfast if I could catch some subversive, some communist, some person that's working night and day with Joe Stalin to overthrow our form of government by force and violence, and don't let anyone tell you any different. We even have the American Bar Association requires anti-red oath. That was in your papers about a month ago, and the National Convention in Chicago. They require it. In fact of the matter, every member of the legislature, even the governor, is required to take an oath, a pledge to support the Constitution of the state of Illinois and the United States. Even our president takes an oath. Who would I be to elevate myself above taking an oath to support the Constitution of Illinois? If I would say, no, I don't want to take it, you would at once get suspicious of me. If you don't, you should. Now, we spent billions and billions around the world to fight communism. You know, after World War II and before Korea, you know how much money we spent to fight communism? Just $36 billion away from our shores, that is. Not here in Illinois, not in the United States, but to stop communism. That means Illinois' share was around $2.5 to $3 billion of dollars. Well, if the menace is that great, it must be serious. While we were spending that around the world, Joe Stalin marched on and went from 200 million people to 800 million people now, at least a third of the world population, while we were spending all those billions. We also spent 50-some billions at home for defenses. Well, if it is that serious, it must be serious. Now then, we're asked for $71 billion now to defend ourselves against communism. That is, around the world. And if we defend it around the world, why shouldn't we do something about it here at home? And we have them in the state of Illinois, and we have them in the United States. I can give you facts, figures, and numbers later on if you want it. Now, the worst trouble of what's going on with a small segment in all walks of life. They're not planted in just one profession or one business, but you know they have their little cells in every walk of life, every organization in the United States. Maybe small, but they have them there, and their plan is to indoctrinate, confuse, and corrupt. If you'd have been in Springfield 2 years ago when we tried to pass legislation, all we did is try to pass legislation. We had 500 come down in chartered buses, led by known communists, this fellow Claude Lightfoot, which had to be arrested over in the Senate for contempt of the Senate just a few weeks ago, helped lead part of the bunch. Many of them were students from the University of Chicago and Roosevelt College and maybe other places. I'm not going to talk about those students because I'm not condemning those students so much. I'm talking about those who indoctrinated those students. I don't blame the boys and girls so much. They go there to listen and learn. Unfortunately. Now we have in the state of Illinois, International Workers' Order, an insurance company operating in 19 states. Their operations are now suspended. You know what they did? They spent $300,000 in New York State alone for propaganda for the Communist Party. Red propaganda, that is. Now then, here's the thing that makes you sick at heart. Professors uphold teachers' right to be communists. American Association of University Professors upheld today the right of a teacher to belong to the Communist Party. That's taken from the press. Now then, another thing that comes along. Maybe I'll not mention this university, you probably read it yourself, but a certain university, a certain chancellor, according to the press, assessed 2% of their faculty to defend those who would not take a loyalty oath. Another university joined in. We had the man in Springfield cheered against this bill who led the committee to solicit funds, he admitted it. Now we read in our press, red-inspired pupils riot fourth day promoted by the communists. Red relents, apologized state senate, Claude Lightfoot, executive secretary of Communist Party of Illinois. He didn't apologize. All he did when he come back after he insulted the members of the Senate, he just said he didn't want to, he didn't even say he was sorry. He just said he didn't want to be in contempt. Now, here's what makes you sick.
Time was up and down. so we'll give you another minute.
Can I go my 5 minutes?
You have.
Oh, have I?
Uh-huh. So take another one, DeWiner. You didn't see the time, because he was up and
out of the game.
There's a little more here I want to give you. I'm sorry I took a little of my time. Norva can have just a little of your time. Do you mind? In conclusion, it's common knowledge that communism is a godless, atheistic conspiracy in America. Therefore, we must dissolve or outlaw communism for what it is, a criminal, traitorous, treasonable conspiracy against the sovereign government and people of the United States and Illinois. The objective of the American communist is to develop discontent, hasten the day when the communists can overthrow the American way of life. Communism in America is not a political party, it is an organized conspiracy. Don't let anyone tell you any different. The communists get their strength through their front organizations.